Blessings, blessings, blessings. This is Angel with Royal Wednesdays. I pray that everybody having a blessed day today. So let's start out in the prayer and let's get on topic and talk, okay? So let's pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to say we thank you, Heavenly Father, for just blessing us to be on this podcast on today. God, we ask that you bless everyone that's listening. We ask that you allow your will to be done in their lives. In Jesus' name that we pray, amen, amen, and amen. All right, so I just wanted to get started. We're still on forgiveness, and the next topic we're going to be working on is walking into your purpose. So forgiveness. When you go down the line to think about things that you need to forgive or things that you need to be forgiven for, okay? A lot of people love to be forgiven, but they don't want to do the forgiving when someone do them wrong or someone, you know, went out of pocket, this was wrong, okay? We got to be transparent. We want God to forgive us of our sins. We want to be forgiven. We want to be, you know, blessed, not hindered, not blocked. But people don't understand that having unforgiveness and holding grudges is causing us to become, to be blessed. It's hindering the blessings that the Lord has for us. So if you're a child of God, this is not no, it's a requirement. It's not an option. It's a requirement. You have to forgive. You have to let go of the things that may have hurt you in the past. Not saying that you have to forget it, but learn from choices that we have made. Learn from mistakes that others have made and try our best to strive to be the best that we can be. But getting back to, how can you not forgive a person that have done you wrong, but you expect God to forgive you for the sins that you have committed? You willingly wanted to do. You indulged in. You continue to just say, you know what? I'll do what the heck I want to do. Think about it. A lot of us was like hard head, want to do what we want to do, ain't care about what the circumstances, ain't care about none of that. We wanted to do what we wanted to do, and we was going to do it. At the same time, you do it in God's face. Okay, so with that being said, we have to learn how to forgive, let go, give it to God, make sure we're trusting God at all times, making sure that we discuss about things that may be bothering us. A lot of people don't want to be open and take accountability for holding a grudge, for holding unforgiveness. A lot of people do not want to talk about it. These are the things, in order to overcome anything, you have to be able to talk about it, have a discussion, acknowledge the fact that you may have done something wrong or you were done wrong, but expressing how you feel, okay, so you can become better, so you can become healthy and you can grow. You don't have to be held back. You don't have to be stagnant. A lot of people, growth in life is stagnant because of unforgiveness. You don't want to let go of the things that have hurt you. You don't want to forgive the people that had spoke about you negatively or either harmed you. It's a lot of people walking around have been abused in their lives and they don't want to seek help. They don't want to seek counsel. They don't want to seek nothing. They just want a temporary band-aid placed over that situation. And we are in a season now where we don't have time for patches over cuts, wounds. You need more than a patch. You need to go and target the infection. You need peroxide, or you need cleaning. Okay? Typically, if you get a cut or a bruise or anything, before they even patch it down, they will go and try to make sure it's not an infection. They will clean that area first, okay? They will medicate that area, and then they will patch it for a certain period of time, and then they allow it to be open for a certain period of time so it can heal faster, okay? And a lot of people right nowadays, they're not cleaning anything. All they do is put something over it to cover it from being shown to the public. But at the same time, the process is needed. And that's what people do not want to talk about. The process of getting clean, the process of being purged, the process of being stripped from the stuff of the world, the process, it doesn't feel good, but it's going to benefit you in the end because you're going to be completely whole when you get through the process. Okay, So that's what I want to encourage people today. Go through the process of forgiving the folks that have talked about you. If I look here and say to myself, I don't forgive, nobody had hurt me. I have been hurt maybe over a million times already. I have been talked about with my family. I have been talked about through dating someone. I have been talked about through friendship. I have been talked about through haters. I have been talked about in ministry. I have been talked about in every aspect of my life. I have been talked about. I have been mistreated. I have been overlooked. I have been rejected. I have been a lot of things. But at the same time, I had to get God to cleanse me and restore me. So in order to be healed completely, I had to allow God to go deep down and get everything out, the crits and crannies, stir up on the inside and pull everything out. And by pulling everything out, I was exposed because I had to deal with the issues, deal with the problems, deal with the situation so I can be a better me. So I went through my process and I'm completely healed. I am holding God. I am already a wife. I am a woman of integrity. I am a woman of standards. I am a woman that loves God. I am a woman that has a career, but I am a woman that is focused on what God has for me. And what He has for me is working in the kingdom. And what He has for me is helping others, being transparent, being real with folks. I don't sugarcoat things with people. I tell people all the time, I'm not that one that's going to sugarcoat. Yes, I may carry many titles, but at the same time, I am a chosen vessel by God. He chosen me for such a time as this. I'm going to reach the ones that God has for me to reach, and I'm going to share with them what God has for me to share. And this is it. We got to go through the process of forgiveness and forgiving and healing and become whole so we can be walking in our new. And before you can walk in your new, listen to me, y'all, before you can walk in your new, God has to transform your mind. He got to clean your heart. He has to clean everything, the junk that's in your system. Look here, you got to go through it. That's how you're going to be better. So today, I'm not going to say this is going to be my last day of talking about forgiveness, but this is what hit my spirit, where people have to learn how to forgive and let go and trust God and go through the process and allow God to purify, allow God to cleanse, allow God to make you new again. So I want to ask everybody, what is it? What is it that God does for you? Think about it. The first thing you can think about is He wakes you up in the morning. The first thing you can think about is you're able to operate with your limbs. Some people can't. Some people are disabled. Some people have some issues going on that they are bound with something. But if God can heal a blind man, if God can heal a man with leprosy, if God can heal a person with a condition that the enemy say well, they can't be healed from, God is able to heal. But you have to have strong faith in order for God to heal like that. Amen. But other than that, y'all, this is what I want to come today to say. It's time for us to start walking in our new. It's time for us to let go of the things of the past and walk forward. It's time for us to drop off those heavy weights. It's time for us to allow God to allow His will to be done in our lives. Allow Him to be cleansed, the cleansing of you, completely cleansed, completely detoxed, completely stripped of the things of the world. I ask you today, who is it that you're going to serve? Is it going to serve? Are you going to serve God, or are you going to serve man, Mammon, the riches of the world? Are you going to serve the enemy, or are you going to serve God? I ask you this day, who are you going to serve? So at the end of the day, I'm about to close out, but make sure you put your trust in God and make sure you allow God to make you whole. Amen. So I pray that this blesses you, and I pray that this encourages you. So let me pray. So Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to say, Lord, I thank you, Father God, for life, health, and strength. God, I thank you, Lord God, for blessing the listeners that are able to listen, Lord God. I ask that you allow your will to be done in their lives, Father God. Continue, Lord God, to pour into your people. Continue to anoint them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. God, whatever they're in need of in this time, God, give them the strength, Lord God, to walk in boldness as in seasoning, where they'll be able able to be able to have understanding of your word and be able to be educated even more, God, to be able to grow in you. God, just allow your will to be done in their lives, Father God. I speak against every tactic of the enemy that tries to come against your children, to hinder, to block, to try to destroy, to try to just interfere. God, we just ask that your will be done in their lives, Father God, and we ask this in your precious holy name. Jesus, I love you. Whether if you call him Jesus or whether if you call him Yahshua, it's power in his name. God knows your heart when you call on him. So make sure you call on him and make sure you allow your heart to be made whole. Allow your body, the vessel that you're in, to be made whole in God so you can move forward to what God has for you to do. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. I love you and thank you for listening. See you next week.